Shippy Ashton was one of the most popular and capable people we had. He was a man who could turn his hand to almost anything that could be made by human hands and make it out of the most complete garbage that you could set your eyes on. I told you before how he manufactured our sledge wheel from an old ship's log that he'd picked up. We also designed a tide gauge, a graphical method of recording the tides, by setting this on the ice some distance offshore. And we had a wheel on the end of the mechanism that turned very slowly through a counterweight hung into the water, so that when the ice went up, the wheel, the length of this line on this side extended, mm-hmm. and you got a different reading on the chart. And that was made out of things like carpenter's clamps, which he used the screw handle on a carpenter clamp to move the needle along to make his... I never heard what happened. I wrote a report on that, and I put Ashton's name on it, yeah. which pleased him a very great deal. But he was a very, very likable man, and he just couldn't sit idle and do nothing. And one of his hobbies was putting a little four-masted schooner in a bottle. And he made one, as far as I know, for everyone on the expedition.